saw a statistic this morning, Dave, that since 2008, this is going to be the busiest traveling Labor Day weekend since when the recession started. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think, in fact, I've been seeing those numbers, too. You really never know. I don't know where they get those stats from. But
sure.
But we're expecting a busy weekend. We just hope the weather holds out. A little gloomy in much of Michigan today, and the forecast isn't all that great. But I was looking at the satellite, and, you know, a lot of that rain is way up north. So as it passes through, let's just hope it goes way north and maybe into Canada. So we'll see. Of course, the you already mentioned the truck parade, which is a pretty cool thing on Labor Day, that, you know, from Zealand to Holland and all those big rigs. And how apropos during Labor Day weekend. There aren't many Labor Day parades that I really would describe as, you know, really celebrating the fact that Michigan is well known for manufacturing and wants to kind of give honor to all those folks who work in many industries. So kind of cool you do that in Holland.
Yeah, I think it's
in Zealand as well.
Yeah, I would say I think it's really fascinating that we have this, you know, huge parade of semi trucks that just come downtown and really dwarf our little city, and at least the street anyway, that's not accustomed to seeing these massive trucks roll through.
Well, if you've ever seen the backlog in Port Huron or on the Ambassador Bridge in Detroit of big rigs at occasions, it would give you a feeling for how important the big rigs are to transport everything in our lives, especially here on, you know, in the continental U.S. You know, if you look at Alaska and Hawaii, they're very dependent on shipping. So are we. But once you get all those materials back and forth, you know, via ships, you need to transport them inland as well. So the big rigs are really integral. And those folks who do those long-haul drives, like me, I'll say,
yeah.
You know, they really, really put in the hours, and we need to say thanks. So it's
yeah,
a good thing.
It's
a cool thing.
You certainly understand what it means to travel. You just got back from the baseball bat city. How was Louisville?
Yeah, Louisville was great. You have to say it right.
Louisville, sorry.
Of course, it depends on who you talk to. It's one of those things. It's kind of like being a Uber. It depends on who you talk to about accents and how to say it. Nice town. Actually, it reminded me a lot of Detroit. You know, the downtown core is very nice. And then some, you know, kind of sketchy areas. But that's most big cities.
Sure.
And like any other big city, you just, you know, you go to where all the people are and where all the interesting stuff is. Had a great conference. I have to say I felt really good about my presentation and great educational sessions as well. So it was very good. Hey, want to make sure you're aware of a couple of the big events in Michigan this weekend, which include the Labor Day Mackinac Bridge Walk. This is the big one. And Dan, I don't know if you've done this, but this is a big deal. Starts at 7 in the morning. You start walking until about 11. Going to be a lot of people out there on Labor Day. Always a good time to walk that five-mile span from St. Ignace to Mackinac City.
You know, I haven't done that before, but it's been one of those things that I've always wanted to do is walk across the bridge, because we never get a chance to walk on except for, what, once a year?
Yeah, and you know, I actually don't even know which direction they go. I thought it was St. Ignace to Mackinac City, but it could be the other direction. I know that the Memorial Day run, the running race that I've run on it, that goes from St. Ignace to Mackinac City. So, but if you head up there, it'll be really obvious, so check that out. A couple other big events in the Detroit area. This is a big weekend. They have Arts, Beats, and Eats. It's a big food, music, like 10 stages and 50 restaurants sampling foods, and like 400,000 people typically head to Royal Oak this weekend. Downtown Detroit, they have the Detroit Jazz Festival. Starts today, goes through Monday. The biggest free jazz festival in the world. So it actually goes from Hart Plaza to Campus Martius, if you're familiar with the area. They have the Fifth Third Bank Michigan State Fair in Novi at the Suburban Collection Showplace. And then closer to home in Sparta, there's a Sparta Rodeo, too. So that's at the rodeo grounds. So if you don't want to go all the way to Novi to see all those kind of 4-H-type exhibits, there you go. Two other things to tell you about. A Taste of Traverse City is happening this weekend. Goes basically today through Sunday, and you know all that grub crawl stuff downtown. And then this one's for you, Dan. It's the El Toro Running of the Bulls.
Huh.
This starts at Founders Brewing Company downtown Grand Rapids, over by Van Andel. and it's a little run. It's like a 5K, but it's headed up by the Grand Raggedy Roller Girls. So it sounds perfect for you. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
That does sound perfect. You know, Dave, you're
like 11 o'clock.
You're going to have to forgive me. Who are these girls? I've never heard of them before. Well, what is this group?
There is a roller derby team in Grand Rapids. So these gals do roller derby. There you go. It's still around.
Wow.
Yeah, it's coming back, actually. It's
coming back in a big way, apparently.
Yeah. So I would assume they're going to be on their skates, so it'll be hard to catch up to them. But whole thing starts at 11, and it's on Sunday morning downtown Grand Rapids. Should be fun.
They got an advantage over everybody who's on foot, so outstanding stuff. Dave, I appreciate the time this morning. You have yourself a great weekend, one of the busier traveling weekends in the year, and I would imagine the roads like normal are going to be packed. So
hopefully, if you're
out, you're not about on the roads for too long.
That's right. Buckle up and watch out for those other drivers who may not be as responsible, and make sure you have a designated driver. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Just work it. Have a great time this weekend. Remember, your trip starts at Michigan.org.
All right, Dave, thank you so much. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. See ya.